This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, May 21. The Challenge of Doubt. Our reading comes from John chapter 20. Now Thomas, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands? Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. As he prepared his followers to live faithfully after his return to heaven, Jesus addressed the challenge of doubt and unbelief. Thomas was a realist. He knew that resurrections were not everyday events, and he feared that his fellow followers of Christ might have gotten it wrong. He wanted evidence. He demanded proof. It's easy to criticize Thomas for his doubts, but the truth is that many of us live with similar hesitations. After all, Jesus is no longer on earth for us to see and touch. We cannot have the same experience as the first disciples who walked with him after his resurrection. So we need Jesus to prepare us for the challenges of skepticism and doubt in our own lives. What does Jesus say to struggling followers? Stop doubting and believe. We may not have the opportunity to feel the wounds of the cross with our own hands, but we have the testimony of lives changed by the Lord's power. We can seek out the fellowship of other believers in the church and be encouraged by their words, and we can watch for the glory of Christ to appear around us, joining in with Thomas's beautiful confession. My Lord and my God. May the ascended Christ prepare you today to meet the challenge of doubt with the blessing of faith. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, it is sometimes hard to believe. We live in an age of doubts and lies, and our human minds constantly demand proof. But we believe. Save us from unbelief. Fill us with faith, we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.